Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And this show is all about healings. And they're instantaneous healings. Doesn't matter what your belief system is. Because the Creation Lightship is what created you. And they will work with you all the time because your spirit's connected. And they do light language healings. And it's so nice to be with you this evening here. So we're going to start with some energy work here. So what I always do is put you more into your body so you can accept more of a healing as we have healings during the show. So this is what my mission would be here on the earth plane. This is my first incarnation in about 3,000 years, so this place is still kind of new to me, although I can still get around fine here. But some of the languaging and different things are still a little strange to me at times. But here we go. So just sit back and relax, and also we'll have the light beam on your screen get energized. So if you would like to, just come to the Monday show here and click on Creation Lightship Healing, and then scroll down a little ways, and then you're going to see this beautiful light beam appear on your monitor, and we'll be activating her shortly here. So what we're going to first do is get everybody more into their bodies. This is why I'm here, to help you do this. Remember, this is for the ascension process, and it's your choice if you choose to have your body ascend or not. And just a little note on that, everybody on the planet, you know, basically has waited 4,000 years to have this done. And so it's up to you to honor the request from your body and to get connected to your body so that you can hear it talk to you. And it would love to go to a higher consciousness instantly and have full memory of the past, and this is what it would be like. So it's kind of like going to Disneyland and going on this nice adventure, a nice really long vacation. So it's to a different realm, and it's up to you to do this, and the work you have to do yourself. There's no scenario like the 100th monkey scenario where you can have somebody else do the work for you, and then you're going to benefit by the work that they, you know, have done on themselves. This is a personal journey, and you must be in your body 100%. And remember, when you were first born, you were that way. And like I normally say, most people are 20% in their bodies. And so if you're only 20% home, then, geez, who else is with you, you know? The other 80% is not you. And that 80% is entities, that's what we call them. And these are emotional bodies that need a life force from your spirit to live on. And these emotional bodies are from people who passed on. So you want to do a cleansing of these emotional bodies out of you. This is what we're going to be doing here. And then after they leave you, we're going to call upon your spirit, the Creation Lightship, with all the light beams, will help to bring back to you your spirit energies, these little fragments that leave. And the light only works in the now. Anything that's not in the now is illusion. And so they'll go out and look for the parts of you from each now period. Remember, like in the past, it was another now. And so whatever's looking out of your eyes at the time of some type of physical pain, emotional trauma that you may have experienced, anything that's not love energy or that is in judgment. Remember that the divine doesn't judge, and your spirit does not judge. So anything that you are involved with that happens, part of your spirit can leave you. This is why most people are not in their bodies fully. Or if they meditate for a long period of time and they go out of their body, which I don't recommend doing. If you want to meditate, stay in your body. But most people want to leave because it's so painful to be here for some people. The experience here is very, very negative. And at that point, they escape reality, which is why they probably are meditating for stress reduction. And then that brings in more entities. And then you're back into the reality here in the earth plane. And then you have to deal with life here. And you can't escape life. So if you're in your body fully, you're going to be able to endure this reality here much easier, because you're going to have your spiritual guidance instantly. Plus, which I probably haven't mentioned, but it may be obvious to you, but if not, when you're in your body more, you have more psychic abilities. So by having more psychic abilities, you're able to tune into more of your surroundings and know what's happening before events and situations can happen to you. And when you're out of your body, then you're kind of numbed out quite a bit. And I won't say that you're a zombie, but that's kind of how most people kind of go through life, not really seeing what's happening. And by being in your body, then you can have more interaction between you and your spirit and life around you. So what we're going to first do now is release from you all entities, these emotional bodies, from other people that are with you. You could call them like Klingons, ghosts. There's another name, you know, the poltergeist, the German terminology of that. And these are just energies that are here floating around, and when they find an opening, since they need your spiritual energy of your spirit to charge them up, then they look around for somebody who's not home, and they automatically come to you. And then at that point, since they are a body, that body has a memory in it. And the memory is of all the other bodies that they hopped into, including their own that they were in, before the person died. So they have their complete, say, videotape of all these lifetimes. And if the entity wanted to do something that maybe was negative and it enjoyed the experience, then it'll do this negative event through you. So one negative event we'll just say is like maybe going out to bars, for instance, and getting drunk all the time. And then all of a sudden, you know, if you're just a regular person who has not visited bars, and then all of a sudden an entity comes into you who loves to drink, it will take over your body and your consciousness and want to go to a bar. And I'm not saying that all entities come fully conscious like that. Some just take your energy without you knowing it. But if you do have one like that, then all of a sudden they'll bring that addiction to you, and then your body will go through the addiction process of having the alcohol, and it could leave maybe in 6 months, but your body still is in the addiction process of the alcohol, and now you have to deal with that. And so your spirit has to deal with that, which we'll call as you, and then also your physical life form, your body, has to deal with it. So you have two problems there. So this is why you want to be home in your body all the time, to be responsible. Also, when entities come into you, they can also take away your memory of a situation or an event that you went through. And this is why I would say most people who have an awful experience that the body has done something, you can ask them, why did you do that? And they'll go, well, I didn't do that. Well, it's because the memory is taken away. And maybe your spirit's home at that time, or another entity's talking through you, okay? And that entity didn't do it. So you're going to say, I didn't do that, which is true. Now, if the other entity came in with the same name as you, maybe entity number 10,005, and it finally came to you again, it'd say, yeah, I did it. But entity 10,004 would say, no, I didn't do that. So that may help some of you in relationship with people on how things happen and why people are not responsible for their actions, because they just don't have that constant instant recall of a past event. So what we're going to do now is some clearing of these entities from you. This is probably the most important thing you can do for yourself in your lifetime, is to get cleared and have your spirit with you so you can live a physical life and walk with your spirit. Otherwise, your personality runs your life in your head along with entities. So here we go. We're going to do some clearing right now. And I've been doing this for the last few minutes here anyway. And remember, if you choose to have your body leave this earth plane at the ascension time, which happens every 2,000 years, except last time when Jesus came, it never happened because his life was cut short about 18 years. The dark side working through our space brothers, the Galactic Federation, killed him. That's why he said on the cross, why did you forsake me? And as he came down through the Federation, remember, these extraterrestrials that we see, you know, in up in the sky sometimes for sightings, they have definitely high advanced technologies, and they could have protected him instantly. They could have put down rays of light to protect him. They could have made the area that he was doing his teachings in completely safe and secure. And instead, they chose not to do that. And remember, it's free choice. It's a bit like we are. And when the light ship started doing this work 2 years ago, when they came here to activate the ascension process for the people, the Federation, and these you could call the Pleiades and the Arcturians, it's kind of like the UN, and these individual beings, and there could be thousands of them, but there is like a governing force, a hierarchy, and they're here to protect us because we're like babes in the woods down here. You know, when you see a UFO with like laser technology, which is what we have now, and if you talk about what militaries have, and Star Wars, etc., all this technology was given to us by these beings, so they can do anything, you know. And their technology is so far advanced to ours that they can clean the water instantly, they can clean the air instantly, they can stop the mind control that's being sent here off-planet from the dark side, these soulless beings, so they can help us out, you know, immensely. And a lot of people are waiting for this galactic brotherhood, we'll say, to come here to save us and, you know, for first contact, for instance. And it's wonderful. I wish that they would do this, but they have to be 100% in the light in order to come down here. And it's very unfortunate that they choose not to do this. And with all the wars and the famine that we have, and, you know, each individual life here is very, very precious. And when somebody gets shot or something because of the dark side ruling the planet, off planet here, remember, as above, so below, then it's just very sad, you know, the amount of harm that they're causing. So, in a sense, they're causing so much harm and karma to everyone here on this earth plane. It's just, to me, very, very sad. And so, most of your entities are cleared out of you right now. I've been doing this for probably about 8 minutes as I'm talking here. You should start to feel energies in your body leave you. And here we go. We're going to bring more of your spirit back to you right now. So we're going to call it back, and the light ship is doing this for you. On all of these sessions, there's nothing for you to do. Like I said, it doesn't matter what you believe, whether you believe in God or don't believe in God, whether you believe in Jesus or not Jesus or anything else, you're still connected to the divine. And their belief system is far surpasses what yours is. And their belief system is to connect you to themselves, to this divine light that you are. So they'll always work with you. And remember, it's not your fault in the conditions that you have here, just the mind control and the false teachings that were brought here by the Galactic Federation and religions to take you away from your own personal power, which is your spirit inside of yourself. That's why they created gods outside of yourself to pray to delete your spiritual energy. You will not connect to it. And they live on that energy that you put out. So we're going to bring more of you into yourself. So just kind of sit back now. I'm going to count to 10. Your spirit knows how to come into your body. It may come in through your crown chakra. And it could come in through your heart, but it makes no difference. You may just feel energy come into your body. And when you do, you should feel heavier. As you're in your body more, you feel heavy. So here we come. So do a countdown here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And good. You should feel a little heavier. You should feel tingles in your body normally. The tingles means that your body is going through a physical healing because you weren't there before. You might feel warmth. I'm going to bring some more of you back in now. We're still doing some clearing of these entities that attach to us. And you can tell by your eyes. This is one way to see how you're in your body. Look at your eyes. if your eyes look clear, if your eyes kind of sparkle, or if you can even see light out of your eyes, that's wonderful. That means that you're in your body. If you're not in your body, your eyes are going to look kind of dull and lifeless looking. And somebody who's really out of their body a lot, maybe in maybe only 5%, as you look at that person, they look kind of scary to you. So that's how you tell if you're in your body or not. And what also takes you out of your body is if you have drugs. And drugs, anything that alters your consciousness to numb your mind out, your spirit doesn't want to be there because you have to be fully conscious to have the experience of life here. And if you're numbed out, it doesn't want to be here. It's just a waste of its time to come into your body because your body's numbed out. So here we go. Coming in. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do one more clearing here of entities. And I will accept phone calls for a short time here if you'd like, maybe the next 15 minutes. Someone would like to call in. I think most people just enjoy the healings and they don't want to interrupt the healings. But if you do want to say something, that would be wonderful. Or ask a question or comment on a healing that you've had in the past. So here we go, coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do one more clearing. Feels like most of you are at least 60% in your body. And so I'd like you to kind of think how you felt before the show started and how you feel right now. You should feel like you're a little more dense in your body. You should feel like your thoughts are connected to you more. You may be able to think a little faster. You should feel a little happier. And you should just feel like your psychic abilities are much more enhanced. Like you're beaming with this beautiful light energy around you. Your auric field is expanded out as opposed to being really sucked close to your body. And you should feel empowered versus feeling weak. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I want to do this one more time for everybody. And this you should be doing to yourself every day, maybe 3 times a day to stay fully home, so you can have your body heal. If your spirit's not in your body, you're not going to heal, because your spirit is a conduit for healing energy to come into your body. And your spirit has to connect to each part of your body for that healing. So if you're only 20% in your body, and we'll just say that your spirit fully inhabits, say, your left arm, you're not going to have healing in your right fingers. Okay? That's one way to look at it. So it can't do more than one thing at one time. So it needs to be with you fully. If you have that little visual, you know why it's so important to be in your body. Okay. And we're doing some more entity clearing. This group feels very nice tonight. I think you're going to probably be at least 80% of your bodies when I get done here. This is what my goal is. And it feels like we're going to be approaching that here. So, again, there's nothing for you to do. It doesn't require any belief system on your part. The divine is working with you from the creation light ship who created you. And they're willing to help you. You just need to show up. So here we go. You're becoming more in your body now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'm going to do it one more time. This is the most that I've done this process on everyone here. And here we go. Just clearing out some more entities here. And your spirit's also helping you do this. So let's just say that you're only 1% in your body. And you're like lost, and you will feel lost here. That 1% that you have in your body has the power, with the light working with it, to release these entities. So if that's the case, just ask your spirit to help release them. and you're going to have to do some conscious work to command these energies out of you. Remember, all healings are commanding the energies to work. And the command means that the divine only sees you in the now as being perfect. So they look at you from now to now to now, and they don't have typically the record of where you were 10 minutes ago, because you were in perfection. They're not judging your creation, where you are in your life. So you want to ask for healings, and then they will change the energy and give you a healing according to your, in a sense, your thoughts and your belief systems and how much energy you have in your body. Now, your belief system may not necessarily be what you're thinking. It's how much density you have. So that density created your belief system that's like in the subconscious realm, okay? Which is maybe your programmed beliefs of your ancestors, which you have no thought or know nothing about at this time. So it'll give you a healing, and it depends how much you've worked on yourself to release these energies. So it may give you a teaspoon of healing, and you might need 10 gallons, okay? So then you have to ask again, because it sees you in perfection each time, each moment. So it will never go past anybody's belief system. So you want to keep asking. So they'll figure that that teaspoon was enough healing energy for you, even though you needed, in your thoughts, of 10 gallons, okay? This is why you want to keep asking. So, boy, this is going to be a nice session tonight. I already feel it. I feel a lot of people being happy, feeling like they really got it going here, that their thoughts are crystal clear right now. And I just feel a lot of self-empowerment right now with this energy coming in. And your spirit loves it because it can finally now re-enter your body. Remember, with entities, it can't come into you. It's like having a glass of water full. There's no space for it. And some spirits actually hang out outside of the body waiting to come in, but the entities won't allow them in because they found a home, because they live on your small amount of spiritual energy with you. Okay, still doing some more clearing, so the Lightship wants me to keep doing some more here to help everyone here. And it feels like you're going to probably be about 90% in your bodies. If anyone out there, say, uses a pendulum, it should swing very nicely now, because your spirit is what you use normally to control that pendulum. And you could even check yourself, but it feels like you're going to be about 90% in. And your eyes should become very bright. If you have a mirror close by, look in the mirror and just see how you look. Here we go. Bringing more of you back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. Okay. So I'm going to drop you down into your heart center now. This is where you need to be to live your life here, to have this divine connection with you and your spirit. Spirit, I think I heard a beep there. Hello, someone online?
Hi, yes, Ron, this is Silver from Toronto, and
yep.
I'm really just calling to say I have received some of your healing, and it is fabulous, it works.
Well, thank you so much.
Excellent, so thank you, bye.
Hey, so thank you for calling.
Bye.
That's wonderful, yeah, I've done some emotional clearings and different clearings with Sylvia. All my healings are done over the telephone. And now we're doing some over the internet here. And they're normally all instantaneous healings with basically no processing. The divine doesn't need you to process. It just needs to clear you. And what happens is the light beings pull up your complete database of your creation. Down here you might call it the Akashic Records, but the Akashic Records that people talk about are only earth-based. And it may happen to give information about maybe where you have been at different places, maybe different planets or other places, but basically it's very limited to what the Lightship has. The Lightship has everything everywhere that you have been to in the universe, and they know you because they created you. And this is your total records of who you are, and they take these this database, and with that, uses it to help you out for these clearings here. This is why they're instantaneous. They don't believe in processing, because that doesn't work on spiritual realms. It's either done or it's not done. So I'm going to be dropping you down now to your heart center. So as I do on every show normally, so just kind of visualize, if you would, an elevator, and you don't want to meditate, but just kind of visualize the 10th floor of the elevator on your forehead. We'll say where your third eye is, or, you know, center of your forehead. The 10th floor is your waking consciousness. You could call it your ego, could call it your shadow side, it's your thoughts, whatever that means to you, okay? And normally we'll just call it your thoughts now, because that's where you're thinking from, is in your head, okay? We want to drop that energy down to your heart center so you can connect with your spirit, the divine part of you. And this is where your healings take place and where you get your spiritual guidance. Anything that you get inside of your head is going to be typically thoughts that you have had and recycled, and or entities. So I have seen many people who ask for guidance, and you can see them like making their face kind of go funny, and they're like looking around, searching inside of their head, going through like files of information, and then all of a sudden they find something. They go, oh yeah, my guidance said this. Well, they're not in their heart, they're in their head. And most healings are done in the head area or thought arena. So you want to go into your heart. So here we go. Just visualize this elevator. You can visualize like a little diamond going down, like you see in elevators. So it's going to be dropping down with your consciousness in it, and the light ship is going to be doing this for you. And the channel will be open now for you to use whenever you need to. So this is a little tool for you to have to get connected to your heart center. So here we go. We're at the 10th floor, so we're dropping down to the 9th, to the 8th, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we'll do it again here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And let's do it a couple more times here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There. So you should feel kind of heart-centered right now. You should feel like your heart has ears on it and a little mouth. And you should be able now to connect to your spirit, which is your true spiritual guidance, who you are. And what I tell people to do before they do something in their lives that might be a major decision, just to go into this area and ask your spirit if this is what you really need to do. Do you really need to buy something this expensive, or do you really need to see this person, or do I need to do this event or go to this certain place? And this is where your guidance is, and it'll never be wrong, because you're connecting to your spirit. Your spirit's here to help you and guide you throughout life and to be your healer. So do it one more time to make sure that you're fully locked in. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. And so just kind of enjoy this experience here. And normally it's a very humbling experience, because all of a sudden you're out of ego. In the words of Led Zeppelin from the Stairway to Heaven, one of the phrases in the song is, you know, is your shadow taller than your soul? And right now, it would not be, okay, because you're right in your heart center with your spirit. And like I say, another song that I like is Jethro Tull, Thick as a Brick, and it starts off, you know, with the words about, you know, more or less like being in your body. And it kind of, they talk about throughout the whole song about being thick as a brick, about, you know, working with your energies of your thinking process. You know, do you really get this here, you know? Do you understand what's really happening? Are you thick as a brick? And the first part is, the phrase is, I can pull it up here. I've got a lot of energy coming in to hold your space here. It eludes me right now. It'll come into my consciousness because I'm doing a lot of work with lots of you right now to hold you into your heart center here. Let's enjoy this experience here. And you should have a lot of love energy flowing through your body. Yeah, and the words are, they brought it to me now, thank you. I can make you feel, so now you're feeling, but I can't make you think. So I'd like everybody not to be thick as a brick and to actually think and to realize that your spirit needs to be in your body for the ascension process. And that this is, you know, what I'm about to help you do. This is why I'm here. So what I'd like you to do now is just kind of, like we mentioned earlier, go to your computer monitor screen. And if you don't have the beautiful light beam in front of you, just click on Creation Lightship Healing and then scroll down a little ways, and this beautiful light beam will appear on your screen. And we'll activate her right now. She's going to come in with her full consciousness from the Creation Lightship. The way she came about is one of the ladies who, I believe she went on my four-hour session, which I'm doing again on the 19th this month, on Saturday at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And the price is $60. It's a four-hour healing session, and we charge water, too. So it's 3 hours of ascension healings with 1 hour of water preparation with divine light codes for you, and you get 7 gallons of water. And the light beam's charged up, so you have this blessed water for 7 days. And the water normally will taste different for each day, and it's just very energizing. And I have had people call me up, and they have said that they somehow were able just to live on this water alone without having very much food. And I've had all different experiences told to me. So the light beam now is ready to be activated. So again, just kind of watch your monitor screen, and she's going to come in. She's female, and she's beginning this process right now, and here we go. She's activating herself. You may see the rays around her forehead being emitted from her change colors. Her face will tend to lift off the screen a little bit. She will become more three-dimensional looking, and you're going to also perceive that you're going to start to emit light into your room. And since you're in your heart center now, you're going to feel this wonderful love spiritual connection between you and her. And she's almost fully charged. Her eyes will emit beautiful white light. There we go. So, you can ask, can request healings now as she fills yourself with this beautiful white light from the Creation Lightship. This is all that she is light energy. And ask her to help your spirit in this connection too. And you can ask for physical healings. If anybody would like to get on my four-hour session in a couple of weeks here on the 19th, just connect with me. And then I can give you the phone number to call on the conference line. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's on Saturday. And the time goes by very, very quickly. It feels like about 20 minutes of time has went by during this four-hour time, because you're on the light ship out of time, and they do all this work on you. It's like having a mini vacation. And you get so relaxed, so rested. Just a wonderful experience. So you can send me an email if you wish, or just call me personally. And I just request a check, you know, in the mail, and then I'll give you the conference line numbers to call on. And it's just a wonderful experience. And she's doing some healing work to you now. And again, just kind of relax. Breathe into this energy. One of the byproducts of having her come into your room is that entities will leave instantly. So if you kind of can sense the energies in your room, you're going to see that these entities that were there before are gone. It's like having a house clearing. So you're getting a free house clearing here. And she's doing some physical healings to you. I'd like to thank the people that have sent me donations to be on the air on this radio program, because it does cost me for each show, and I appreciate having people sending me donations who have in the past here. So if you're listening, thank you so much. What we're going to be doing in a few minutes here is going up to the light ship. And all the healing so far will work on the archives. The energy that's here now is here with you. And I'll have the light beam be activated for about a half an hour after the show ends. So you can still utilize her energy, and then she will leave and go back to the light ship. We're going to go now up to the Creation Lightship for healings. For the people who are new, you're going to be transported out of time, your vibration, and you're continuously being turned off and on and off and on and off and on. And when you're not here, Lightship will have you up there, and they will rematerialize you, because remember, you're not here, but your whole spiritual blueprint is contained in the off time. So you recreate it, just like you're having done down here each time you're not here, and then you're materialized over again. And up there, you're in their time, and their time sequencing, and they can stretch time out a whole lot more than what we have here. So what I do is narrate with what I see. I'm a doctor on the light ship, and I will tell you with what I'm picking up at that time, and they work with the whole group together. You could be in as many as, say, 15 rooms or so at one time. And I could only see one of these rooms as they're working with us here. So we're about ready to go up. So if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring along for healing, just think of them now in your consciousness. You cannot bring other people with, just yourself and your pets and animals. And like I said, this part of the session will not work on the archives. The energy will not be here to do this. But if you are tuned in now on an archive, you can just listen to what happens. And the beautiful light being will be there to give you healing on your monitor screen. So we're ready to go up right now. And we're going up right now to the light ship. You're being surrounded by this beautiful white light tunnel. Seers. Yes, hello.
Hello, hi Ron, it's Rob from Toronto.
Hi Rob.
Sylvia was very excited, like talking to her number one rock star. So she didn't get all the things she wanted to say, you know, over across to you.
Okay.
But I want to let you know we're all listening. And her and the kids and I not only have received great benefits from the healing you've already done for us, but we have definite immediate intentions to continue and do everything we possibly can, because we see tremendous value in it. And even though I am an engineer and indoctrinated, educated type of person in the background, I'm still going ahead full force with everything. You've convinced me.
Oh, wonderful.
So have a great evening, and I just would say to everyone, please you know, despite what your conscious, indoctrinated, intellectual mind might tell you, like mine did, give it a shot. It does work.
Oh, well, thank you so much for calling, Rob.
All right, take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. So we're now arriving on the light ship. And our animals and our pets are now leaving us for their healing. They're going to a different light ship that strictly deals with pets and animals. They've got a different consciousness than what we are, so that's where they have to leave. And they get pampered a lot, and they just love going. The light beings are very gentle to them. And we're now going into the room where they're doing a body scan on us. And the body scan lets them know what type of sentient being we are. The light ship works with all life forms throughout the universe that they created. And they're done with the body scan right now. Now we're going in to talk with the light being doctors. This is their first incarnation. And they'll take on physical form like what we know about here. And they'll be going to their own particular, say, planet, where they're going to be incarnated to after the universal shift. And that could be, as far as our time, some psychics say 2008. A lot of people are talking about the confirmations of crop circles of 2012, giving information about this, and the prophecies of 2012. But whenever it's going to be, it's going to happen. So they're here to help people get into their bodies and do. And someone else there online?
Hi, Ron.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Don. How are you?
Good. Hi, Don. Where are you calling from?
Michigan.
Michigan, okay.
Up on the light ship tonight, could you bring in the energy of the whales?
Okay, I got it written down. Wonderful.
Okay?
Okay, we'll do that for you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good night.
Good night. So, what we're doing now is having a conference with these beautiful light beings, and they're telling us what they found is basically wrong with us in our DNA, physical problems that we may have that we know about, other ones that we may not know about. And we're also describing to them, normally through mental telepathy, like Don said, there's whales on the light ship, and they're there talking with us too. They're one of the doctor teams. And we're now just selecting the teams that we like to work with and the different technologies. And we're ready to go for healing. So we're now going down a long hallway. The left side has the windows to the light ship, and the right side has where the doctor offices are. And now we're going into, and if you're able to see, you can look out of these windows here. You know, I get a lot of seers who see, and they can see the universe. Very, very beautiful. And we're now going into the procedure room. So Don requested to go in where the whales are. So we're going into this really beautiful swimming pool. And it's filled full of this liquid light energy water. It's silver, sparkles like diamonds. And we're in the water. There's no physical way to the water. This water is it was copied, basically, that, and it's a similar water that's in Lourdes, France, that St. Bernadette discovered with Mother Mary. So it's a very, very special water for healing. And we're going into this water now, and coming to us are the beautiful whale doctors. And there's three of them. And just sit back and relax. And I'm going to bring down this beautiful whale energy here for us to experience. So here it comes, and I use the word stronger again to bring the energy into your room here. So just sit back and relax. Request your healings, please. Stronger, and do it more than once. Stronger, 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 stronger. It feels wonderful. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. What I'd like you to do, which I haven't done before, but I'd like you all to hold out your left hand like you're going to pet a dog. And when you do this, you're going to actually feel the skin of the whale. And move your hand about maybe 2 feet across, like there's something in front of you, okay? And you're actually feeling up on the light chip at the exact same time the skin of the whale. And you can feel how smooth it is. It's very, very soft. To me, it feels like velvet, okay? And it's very slippery. Just very, very soft. And you can feel the vibration as your hand connects with the whale, okay? So pull your hand back about a foot and then move your hand forward about a foot. When you actually, you're going to feel the presence of the whale in front of you, okay? Because remember, you're on the light ship and this is exactly what you're doing right now as I'm talking, okay? And you're going to feel your hand basically stop at a certain distance there, and you're actually touching and scanning the whale. And this may give you goosebumps and chills through your body. This is a real experience on the light ship. You're there physically. And again, request your healings. We're going to go to another room. And since we're in the water, we'll go to another water room where water doctors are. We're going to go to the room and... they're showing me the turtles, so this will be a wonderful experience. So they're going to bring in the turtle team for healing for us. So we're in this next large swimming pool. We're still with the whales. And in this room is where the turtles are coming to us. They're very large. And again, we'll bring in the turtle energy down here for us to experience also. Each one of these has a little different flavor of the divine, different frequencies, so you may feel a slight change in the vibration as it comes into your room. So here they come, stronger, and there's three of them, stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. And again, you know, you have to request your healings because the light only sees you in the now. And they see you wherever you are and whatever condition you have, you're perfect. And just kind of have this nice experience. If you wish to feel the same process with the turtles, you can ask to feel maybe the top of their shell or the underside of their shell. And again, just put your hand out, and you're going to feel the shell in front of you, and just move your hand across it. And again, it has a different texture to it. And they have a very kind energy. This is how I'm perceiving the turtles here. And they're doing what they can do with their, just use the word, spiritual energies to help do healings on you. Each particular team of light being doctors have their own modalities of healing. So we'll go on to another location right now. And this location is where they can release physical body pain from you. It could be joint pain, it could be back pain, it could be a pinched nerve. So if you have any pain in your body, it could be like a sore thumb, just to request healing now. And the healings will work according to how much energy you release from your body as far as your judgment. And the judgment is actually your emotional programming. So up on the light ship, you're healed 100%. But when the body comes back here into the earth plane, the emotional trauma, the densities here wrap itself around you and put you back into a program. So you want to definitely have your emotions cleared here for a more successful healing. But here we go right now. We're going into this room where they're going to be releasing physical body pain from you. And again, request where the pain is and maybe ask every 15 seconds here. We're still in the last rooms that we were in, having healings done also. So in this room there's many modalities of healing. There's a lot of colored lights that can shine through you. They use a lot of energetic healing. This is all non-invasive healing work. on the light ship, it's instantaneous. And just keep requesting your healing. We're going to go into another location. And this location is where they have beautiful crystals. And we're going to go into the amethyst crystal geode. It's very, very beautiful. And the crystal geode is appearing in one of the rooms right now. And I'd say it's probably a good 15, 16 feet in diameter. And as you walk into this geode, you begin to levitate. And all around you are these beautiful crystal points of amethyst. And it just really warms your heart. It's just wonderful healing, very high frequency. And you can communicate with each one of these crystal beings. There's millions of them here to help you. Just request your healing. And they'll light up as they communicate to you. If you're really psychic, you can actually feel the energy hitting your body now, going into your body. Your room may be fully charged with this amethyst. We're going to do that right now. So here comes this beautiful crystal amethyst energy into your room where you're sitting. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And we'll go into one other room. This is where we're going to be working with your internal organs. So if you have any concerns there, just request this here. So we're in this room now. And again, there's many modalities of healings. And just request your healings. And we'll bring in a divine energy into your living room now. We'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. So here she comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we've been up to the ship for a long time, and our show's about to close pretty soon here, so we're going to go back to the orientation room, and we're giving thanks to the doctor teams for working with us, and now we're going into the transporter room, where they're putting around us a special cocoon of conscious healing energy. And our animals and our pets are now joining us. And they're putting around us this beautiful light transport energy, pure white light. And we're getting ready to come back right now. And we're coming down, and now we're here. Okay? So I hope you all had your wonderful healings. My sessions that I have for a one-hour healing, which I have Mondays and Fridays, are only $20. Very affordable for everybody. I have special plans for the month and special clearings to help you get into your body, to release your baggage. And it's very important to do. It's the best thing that you could do for yourself and your life is to have the emotional clearing. And like I said, I'm doing a very special clearing this coming May 19th. It's on Saturday. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And it's the four-hour healing. And it's 1 hour of water preparation for ascension with special light codes in it. You have one container of water per day. And then there's 3 hours prior to that of light ship healings where you go into different rooms where they create like the Merkaba. They take your energy bodies and fill them full of light. It's just a wonderful experience here. We go into the room where Saint Germain is, where he was created. And go into the room where Jesus was and is. Just many, many light frequencies. So, again, the show is starting to end now. This beautiful light being on your monitor screen will be activated for the next half an hour. So you can request healings there. And thank you all for being on this show. And I hope that you received your healings. And just keep asking now. And have a wonderful evening. And blessings to all of you. Goodbye.